Cultural Corner. Read the passage and answer the questions. 1. Where did printing begin in Europe? 2. Why was printing so important for the Renaissance? Printing is the process of making many copies of a single document using movable characters or letters. In China, printing was known as early as in the 7th century, during the Tang Dynasty. In Europe, it was an important part of the Renaissance. Printing answered a need because people were thirsty for knowledge. Before printing was invented, copies of a manuscript had to be made by hand, usually on animal skins. This was a difficult task that could take many years, and which made books very expensive. Printing made it possible to produce more copies in a few weeks than could have been produced in a lifetime written out by hand. It is believed that a German, Johann Gutenberg, made the first printing press in Europe. He adapted it from the machines farmers used to squeeze oil from olives. It used paper, which was more suitable for printing and cheaper than animal skins. Paper, like printing, had been invented much earlier in China, and it had found its way to Europe via Southeast Asia and then India. By the 10th century AD, paper was being produced in Baghdad. The first paper mill in Europe was built at the end of the 12th century. The first book that Gutenberg produced was a Bible, but as the ideas of the Renaissance developed, so did the demand for the Greek and Latin classics, which had been largely ignored for up to 2,000 years. People also wanted books in their own languages. The invention of printing meant that this desire could be satisfied. Soon there were printing presses all over Northern Europe. In 1476, William Caxton set up his own press in London, and England became one of the most important centres of the printing industry. This spread of printed books led to a renewed passion for artistic expression. Without the development of the printing press, the Renaissance may never have happened. Without inexpensive printing to make books available to a large section of society, the son of John Shakespeare, a government official in rural England in the mid-1500s, may never have been inspired to take up writing as a profession. What Western civilization gained from Gutenberg's contribution is impossible to calculate.